John Murphy, was this decision to run for president of the GAA crystallized in your mind a long time ago, or is it a relatively recent decision?
It's recent in years, I guess. When I went through the roles I had in the GAA, I probably thought in the last year or two that I'd like this position, or like to have a to go for it. So I'm probably thinking about it for the last year or 18 months, and just decided actually in the last couple of weeks that I'd have a go at it.
Your club have nominated you. Does it feel in your mind the time is right to have a go?
Oh, the time, from my perspective, the time is right. The next time round would be too late for me, and I'm at a stage in my life where it's right. And on top of that, I probably feel that I have the experience now to do the job and to do it well.
You are a member of a famous Sligo GAA family, a famous Sligo GAA club. You've played for Sligo, won a Connacht Championship. You have administratively been a chairman in the county, president of the Connacht Council. So in terms of experience, your CV suggests, on paper at least, that you have the credentials.
Yeah, Austin, I've been very lucky as well. Things happened when I was around, and maybe some of the things I made them happen. Other things happened, so I feel I was lucky as well as capable. But in this respect, I believe I'm capable for this job, and the experience I have from the roles I've held would, I think, allow me to do a good job.
Is there such a thing as a good or a bad time to run for the presidency of the GAA? The association has a lot of challenges right now. You touched on some of them tonight in your address to delegates, whether it is rural depopulation or urban centre challenges, integration. The list is lengthy. It's a challenging time to be leading an association of this scale.
It is, but it's any time it's a great time to lead, to be in a position to lead an association like this. The challenges only add to the excitement, in my mind, to deal with them and get through them. Like the demographics, like, I mean, there's huge challenges in the urban areas. You take the likes of Coola, they have one pitch and a bit more maybe, and they have 3,000 members. Take Salt Hill, Knocknacarra, huge population, small facilities, and that's mirrored around the country. We have brilliant facilities where we don't have a population. So how we deal with that, and it's great, but we have to deal with the centres of population and the Eastern Seaboard, and then, like I said earlier, in infrastructure, we came off the back of, if you like, the soccer rugby money in Croke Park, and built centres of excellence and upgraded our facilities, stadia, and now we have to care for those, and we still have five more centres of excellence to build, like Armagh, Down. Galway has to be extended, Mayo have to build, Roscommon have to build, or will build, because the pressure is on to provide those facilities now throughout the country, and to maintain those facilities is a huge challenge. The finances in the association are very good, but they are redistributed throughout the country every year, so they don't return a huge surplus. So we have to be very careful how we spend and deal with those issues.
We'll have to check with the Sligo GAA historians, but are you the first Sligo man to run for the presidency?
Probably. I didn't look into that, Austin, to be honest, but probably. Yeah.
What makes a good president in your mind?
Well, I guess somebody that's interested in the job, somebody that gets good people around them, And in an association like ours, we have brilliant staff, and you must take the lead from the staff. Okay, you can guide them or make suggestions to them, but there are brilliant staff in the association. And a president, I don't believe, of Connacht Council would have built the dome. That was the brainchild of John Prenti, who got the support of the counties and then went ahead and did it. So press wouldn't have the time to do that, but probably someone that listens and that takes advice from the staff that are there, because there are brilliant staff there.
You'll be up against Tipperary's Joe Ryan,
yeah,
and Wexford's Derek Kent. By presidential election standards, that's a fairly crowded field.
Well, it's not too crowded. The last couple of elections probably carried three or four people each time. But it's they're from huge GA strongholds. The votes in Munster, Leinster are huge, and the provinces are inclined to vote with the province. So there's a huge challenge there. And as I stated, the battleground, if you want to put it that way, is Ulster and overseas. And if you can take something out of the other two provinces, all the better. But they're big, they're strong. Tipperary and Wexford would be two strongholds.
So how do you convince Ulster and the overseas units to vote for the Sligo man?
Well, I'd be there at national level for a number of years. I would have performed adequately in, or more than adequately maybe, in infrastructure and in finance. A couple of more committees I was on, and people will know that. And I probably haven't ruffled too many feathers in my time in a bad way, but I think the work that I've done at infrastructure over the years, or finance, will help me there.